Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Here we are again trying to get a farm bill passed. We've been operating under an extension of the old bill for the last year, and since I served as Secretary of Agriculture, the Congress has passed a new farm bill every 5 years. Although the bills have their own official names, they're just referred to as the farm bill. The Senate just passed their version of the farm bill this week. It probably shouldn't be called a farm bill. The bill proposes to spend $955 billion over the next 10 years, $760 billion, 80% of the bill's money will be spent on food stamps and nutrition. The farm bill is 80% food stamp spending. The commodity programs to help farmers, will total $41 billion, a little over 4% of the bill. That's 80% of the money for food stamps, 4% for farm programs. And I think it's important to put into perspective where the money goes. The Senate bill does cut the food stamp spending of poultry $4 billion. And by contrast, the House bill, which has not been passed by the House yet, cuts food stamps by $20 billion. And we're talking about a total of $760 billion. Neither of these cuts are significant. However, if the House is able to get their bill passed, and then the two bills will have to be conferenced and compromises will be necessary. The big fight will be over the food stamp cuts, tiny as they are. There are other programs that are funded in the bill. Conservation will need $58 billion, less than 1% of the total. Conservation will get less money because we have less acres in our conservation reserve program. The most significant changes in the new farm bill are in the commodity farmer support programs. Direct payments will be effectively eliminated, and they should be. Crop insurance will be given some additional money. The safety net for our principal crops will rely on crop insurance in case of severe drought and flooding. These adjustments are good, although I do worry about the risk that subsidized crop insurance can distort planning decisions. To sum it all up, we have a Senate bill. We don't have a House bill yet. And if we get the House bill, they still have to be put together. My prediction is we will get a farm bill sometime this year. However, I won't bet the farm on it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.